So on one end of the spectrum, we've got the identity diffused youth. On the other, we've got the extreme of the identity achieved youth. Okay, so these young people not only report a period of struggle and exploration about occupational or political or religious matters, but they bring their struggles to a meaningful close because they've made decisions about each of those topics. And their commitments are strong and very well defined. Their pathways are clearly marked. Marcia reminds us that even though these identity achieved youths can be convinced to change their minds, that it takes a great deal of effort and thought before they are willing to make any changes to their commitments. Now, in between the two extremes, we've got foreclosed adolescents. These adolescents share quite a bit with the identity achieved young people because they do have a sense of commitment, but the quality of this commitment and the manner in which it is derived just varies. The foreclosed adolescent does not experience struggle or a state of crisis, but instead they assume a commitment handed to them by others, usually their parents. Such adolescents are capable of expressing a commitment, but they can't really tell you how they acquired it, or they just state that it's good enough for their parents, so it must be good enough for them. So they've got a pretty solid identity, but it has been handed to them by someone else. Moratorium adolescents, this is the fourth type, they're searching for answers to many personal questions. And in their search for personal commitment and meaning, they appear to be struggling with unresolved questions and offer to the world kind of a bewildered appearance. You know, they're just slogging through as best they can.